In the wake of Hurricane Maria, 6 months ago this week, Puerto Rican families arriving in Connecticut have struggled to find and pay for a place to live. But in some places where they have found housing, the local community is coming together to help them fill their apartments with much-needed furniture. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has the latest in our series from our project, The Island Next Door.
A two-bedroom unit at Brick Hollow in Hartford comes with a refrigerator, a stove, and a washer and dryer. It doesn't come with basic furniture. And Maribel Perez and the five people she lives with don't have money to buy that.
I need some for my granddaughters and for my apartment.
Yep.
Yes, I have to pay $7.95 a month. So now I can buy nothing.
Thanks to some help from people Perez doesn't even know, her granddaughter is getting a high chair on this Sunday morning. The baby's name is Adbielis. When Maria hit the island on September 20th, she was barely 2 weeks old. Her mother, Kineshli Burgos, gets emotional thinking about how hard it was back then to tend to her newborn.
It was tough, very tough, because there was no water or electricity.
Burgos and her wide-eyed, six-month-old daughter are benefiting from something called Project Housewarming.
I'm happy because they do things for the baby. They gave me a crib.
Josh McDum's the guy who brought the high chair over for the Burgoses. He's volunteering his time and his old school bus to the cause. McDum spent the morning picking up as many of the big items that he could. He says he's not worried about whether it'll all fit. He's done this act of furniture Tetris before to help people move.
Cleared out when my aunt died, cleared out her house, and it was like you couldn't pour water through. It was so tightly packed. So it can be done.
Truly, one of the great things about owning this bus is that when there's a need, if I have the time, it really costs me next to nothing to help out. And I mean, that's a pleasure.
There's a constant stream of water from melting snow outside of the apartments, and there's a constant stream of volunteers, maybe 15 or 20 people. There are two pickups with trailers attached parked in a narrow alley. They're filled with tables, chairs, bedding, and couches, and at least two more storage trucks are coming. An author from Avon brought all these people and all this furniture together. She's Carrie Firestone.
We have a Trinity College represented. We have churches. We have local organizations. We have Puerto Rican families who have stepped up to help.
Most of the furniture was collected by Firestone and her Facebook friends from the Farmington Valley. She's been using social media ever since the storm hit to help out evacuees. The first thing they did was plane tickets for Puerto Rico. Survivors on the island were reunited with family in Connecticut. And then around Christmas time, over 200 new students in Hartford were provided with gift bags. And now there's Project Housewarming.
After the chaos and trauma of going through this horrible tragedy, I think it's very important to feel like I'm settled. I have a home, my children have beds, we have cookware, you know, and now I can start this chapter of my life.
The families being helped had lived at the Red Roof Inn in downtown Hartford since they left Puerto Rico. For 6 months after Maria, they survived winter and life in a small hotel room in a city filled with people that speak a different language. Jada Vasquez is happy that she's out of there. She's got an apartment on the third floor with her husband and three daughters. It's so big that she jokes that she gets lost inside.
This has all been a success.
When I walked in, I got the smell of pancakes. Vasquez was cooking for her family, something she hasn't done in 6 months. Well, she tried once at the hotel on a hot plate, but she was told that wasn't allowed. In her new place, she has a stove, and she's happy to have gotten a dining room table out of Project Housewarming. At this point, everything helps toward her goal.
For a better quality of life for the young children, a community for them so that they have everything that my children don't.
Now that they've found homes, people like Vasquez are hoping that they can make enough money to pay the rent and keep them. But they don't have to worry about buying furniture. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.